Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are back with a huge show. We got our man Brian in our quote unquote studio room getting set up. We're going to introduce him here in a minute. He's going to talk about his business, Barley Hopsters, in Delaware, Ohio, pretty local to where Rod and I are from. Pretty booming business, if you ask me. It's got everything that you can need in one place, bar. You want to go get some craft brews, go check it out. He'll talk about it in a little bit. But let's go ahead and kick off our intro video, and we'll get rolling.
Let's go.
So without further ado, we're going to bring in our good friend, Brian, a man who got into arguably the best business in the world, especially here in the nation, especially here in small town Ohio. Brian, why don't you come on in and join us? How you doing, sir? Oh, look at
that. Yeah, Brian! Woo! Yeah! Oh, I'm doing very well, gentlemen. How are you doing? I got my 10 cases of delicious, delicious hot slam. Not bad this year, actually. It's not a giant sweet bomb, so kudos to Bells for that one. But yes, thank you very much. It is a lovely business.
It was a nice, smooth story.
Yeah,
dude, that was beautiful.
Absolutely. I know, right? Yeah. Hey, those are steady hands right there. That's a clean pour, my friend.
I've been working on this all day.
So we wanted to bring you on. We're trying to spotlight some small businesses in our area. Barley Hopsters there on the corner of Sandusky and 36, right?
Yes. Right the main corner. Absolutely.
Smack dab in the heart of Delaware, Ohio. Great place to be. Go out, grab some brews. If you want to go in there and pick up some beers, take them home, have a drink, go ahead. You want to sit down, you want to have a good conversation. We've been in there a few times. Great conversation with everybody who works there every time we go in. So it's a beautiful atmosphere to be able to walk into. And there's so much surrounding you guys too. It's the perfect.
There it is.
It's the perfect location. It's the perfect location, and a lot of veterans in there. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah. No. Absolutely. We have a lot of veterans in here. I've got most of my employees are either currently in or veterans. Myself included, but yeah, we're very veteran heavy on what we do. We've done a lot of stuff to help out, and I don't like to brag about certain stuff, but we did just give $1,500 to a veteran group through it wasn't us, it was everybody that supported what we did. Like I didn't pull this out of my pocket. It was really a very, very big veteran-owned, veteran-supported group that we did. It was on Veterans Day, beginning of November, and we supported a local group that does horse rescue and also veteran rescue too. Where they got coming in there and shoeing horses and chew north. And I tell you what, man, it's a great group to work with.
Awesome. So before we get any further, I like to point out that we can see live comments, whether it's Facebook, YouTube, and everything. So every now and then you'll see me kind of pull up some comments like this one here. Only place I can find that sells the Lone Star beer, our good friend Griff, who has actually been on the show before. So it's a fantastic local spot to be able to go in, and some of those hard to find, where it may be particular to some other states, you guys are pulling all that in, and it's awesome to be able to see some of that.
I will say this to Griff, though. Call in if you're coming in only for the Lone Star, because apparently we buy all the Lone Star, and it takes a while to get Superior to bring us Lone Star. Because they just don't really care to do that much work for us. But yeah, we're currently out and can't get it in. But yeah, that is one of the beers that really surprising with what we do. I mean, you know, you think that we're just a high end beer store. We just sell like, you know, $5 beers and all that stuff. But Lone Star is cheap, and we sell a boatload of Lone Star, and really it's awesome. I love seeing those. I call them dad beers, you know, that Black Label. I mean, holy cow, like the beers that we sell.
And that's one of the things I love about your place too. It's out there. It's, you have the high, you know, your high end beer, stuff like that, but it's got such a good old boy family atmosphere when you walk in there. And I think that's what really appeals. I mean, every time you drive through, because Maddie and I used to live there in Delaware, every time we drive by, you have people sitting out on the patio having a good time. And there's always the most popping place in that square.
And that's what we mean to be. I mean, we want to be the place where everybody comes. And we do. We get a mix of everybody coming in here. We get PhDs, and we have truck drivers. I mean, it's just, I mean, everywhere in between. It's so cool. It's kind of how I was raised. I was raised that, you know, my dad worked his way up from nothing at all through a PhD in nuclear science and, you know, supplied stuff to NASA, you know, and I worked for him for a while. And I, you know, just that ethic that he taught me, that every single person you meet is worth something. Like there's nobody that's under you. There's nobody above you. And that's what he taught me. I've never met anybody below me, and I've never met anybody above me. And I love what we're doing. I love doing this job, doing this, owning this place.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm glad you kind of pointed that out, just the way the social climate has been throughout. I mean, even just the beginning, we say the beginning of this year, we're 2 weeks in, and we talk about all that happened last year. So that's cool. And that's something that, you know, hopefully we can convey that to a lot of people as our audience expands. And, you know, I'm telling you right now, this is going to be a beautiful clip for us to be like, hey, just don't be a piece of shit, be a good human being. So it's cool. It's that work hard, you know, give respect kind of thing. And it, you know, you love to see it. You love to hear about it. So, you know, we certainly appreciate that. And like I said, we're glad we could have you on. We've been fangirling over this
all week. Last week.
We're so ready for this. We're so ready.
Here. I mean, it's been a while. Like, I was on a podcast for a while and I missed that. It was time consuming. So, you know, I want to get it back, but this is fun. I love this right now, this moment.
Well, we'd love to make this a regular thing moving forward. We'll have to figure something out, get scheduled. So we'll make this a regular thing.
I could be on once a month. You want to give me once a month? I'll come on once a month. Just a little bit like, I'll get on there, but yeah, I'm in.
All right, here's your monthly dose of Brian. Go on in, Brian. Tell us what you got. So you talked a little bit about you had a different background in doing stuff for NASA. You guys were doing stuff for NASA?
Yeah, so when I was working for my parents, throughout high school and stuff like that, I did your typical kind of things, I delivered pizza and stuff like that, which was like – awesome job. I love delivering pizza. Like, if I can go back to just delivering pizzas, life is so easy. But it's also high school, bro. You know,
yeah.
I don't know kids and stuff. But after that, kind of my expectation was I had to go to college. So I said, I'm not going to go to college. I'm going to go in the Navy instead. And so I went in the Navy. And
yeah, Navy! Woo!
You know that. Yeah, I mean, you know, all the land sailors like you talk their smack, but I'll tell you what, talk their shit. I guess I can say right now. But you know, Marines, you know what you are. You're just a land sailor. So after we got done dropping them off, we went out and drank beer and partied with their women. But anyhow, with that being said, I joined the probably the most intense program mentally, and I've never been a SEAL, so I don't know. But I went as a nuke, so I was a nuke electrician mate, and I was running at 18 years old, or by the time I got done, 19 and a half years old, running a nuclear power plant, or, you know, being part of that. You're not going to get a 19-year-old, any civilian power plant that is taking care of a nuclear power plant. We are doing that, floating through the ocean and, you know, destroying stuff. So
dude, I'll tell you what, you guys are wicked smart, but you guys are some of the weirdest SOBs. Let me tell you.
I didn't fit in with like four people.
Yeah.
And one dropped out before we were done. It became a conventional ET. And another one made it through, but deweyed. And he was done. All right, I'm going to add two more people to it. And then I had a buddy who ran subs, and he ran subs his entire time. And Sean Legg, God, if you ever see this, I love you, brother. And we need to hook up sometime. Last time I talked to him, he was like hanging shit off of towers, working for Verizon at the top of the tower. Like from the ocean to the top of the tower. I mean, I tell you what, man. I mean, like balls of steel as far as I'm concerned. And then my buddy Derek, man. And I haven't talked to Derek for a while. Last I heard, he was brewing beer. So, yeah, here we are. I hung out with beer people. And yeah, but you're right. Like, nukes are weird, weird dudes, man. So, yeah, I was kind of one of the outcast. But then again, I loved it. No, I didn't love it at the time. I love it now that I'm out. It's so much better. Memories are better.
You and me both.
Yeah, exactly.
So take us through the process. Okay, you're a nuke tech. You're running a power plant. You're hanging out with beer people. Is that the turning point to owning the bar? Where?
No. So when I got done, I applied to Ohio State. Went to Ohio State for a month or a quarter, and then when I got done, I had to resign. I had to like GI Bill and all stuff. They wanted me to do it again. I'm like, I've already done it once. You know, I'm a GI Bill guy. Like, why do you mean I have to do it again? And then I show up in this line of everybody else that wants their stuff. And it's like 30, 40 people in front of me. And it's like 5 minutes a person. I sat there and calculated how much time. I'm like, dude, I'm here for like the rest of the day. But also I was working in Westerville and going to Ohio State for like a quarter, like a class in the morning, a class about midday, and maybe at 7 o'clock at night. So my entire day was driving from Westerville to Columbus. Because Ohio State, I tell you what, anybody here that's listening to this that thinks they can get an adult education at Ohio State, unless they've changed some stuff, is insane. It's not going to happen. It's just not. They are a traditional college, period. They want you there at their beck and call to do what they want to do. You will sit in a room with 500 people, and then you'll get an audience with somebody who's like an undergraduate for 50 people. And if you ever want to talk to your professor, it's not going to happen. He's too busy researching shit so he can keep his job at Ohio State. So
that's why I'm a marine tech now.
There you go. So I went to Audubon. I got so pissed off. I walked up. There's another person who had nobody in her line. Like, there's two people taking these applications. There's an application line next to it. And I walked up and said, "What are you doing? Can I give you my application?" She goes, "Are you an incoming freshman?" I said, "No, we are halfway through the year. Are there any incoming freshmen?" She goes, "A couple. I'm there for them." I'm like, "Well," I was like, "Man, I'm not an incoming freshman, but I have to go to work." She goes, "You need to get in the line." I said, "Take my fucking paperwork. I'm done with you." I fucking threw it out and I walked out. And I don't know if that was ever processed or not, but I left. I got my car. I drove by. I was like, "What's Audubon going to do?" I walked into Audubon, and within 15 minutes, I signed up for classes. As a veteran, they made a priority for veterans. Ohio State doesn't give a shit about veterans. And at least in 1995, maybe they do now, but at the time, they give a fuck about a veteran. They give a fuck about an adult learner. Now, I love the football team. It's fucking awesome. I really as far as the education goes, if you're an adult, don't go to Ohio State. There's my lesson for you. children.
There it is. There it is. Hey.
That's man of the people, point. Man he for does. The children, right there.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
All for the children.
Hey, children, don't fucking go to Ohio State, all right?
Be very careful when you go in the Navy, too. So after all that was done, but in the meantime, I worked for my parents' company. So my parents, when I was growing up, they owned this company. Like, hey, dude, I'll tell you what. They signed a contract to NASA, and we celebrated by going to get the finest Big Macs from McDonald's. That's how this company
works. That's how you should celebrate.
We just got a job with NASA. We're going to go get Big Macs. We're taking you. They picked me and my friends. I was like, you got to get in the car. We got to go celebrate. We went and got Big Macs. So that's how it was, you know, my early age growing up. And so, and my dad built my dad and my mom as well, also built this company up. You know, she worked at stepmom, whatever, but anyhow, she raised me. So my mom, worked at, Owens Corning back in the day. So, and she was a VP of like developmental stuff, the developmental program. And she was a master's degree in, chemical. She was a master's degree in chemistry. I don't know, whatever that is, chemical science. So, you know, she worked there and my dad had his company and she decided to leave, over there at, Owens Corning and they just built the company up. I mean, none of it would have happened without the two of them working together like they did. It was absolutely fascinating what they did together. But it just got to a point where I just kind of realized, you know, at the time I had a master's degree in business and I was like, yeah, y'all are really looking for, I'll always be that middle level guy, but you're never going to like, you know, it became apparent to me that there was never going to be like an actual handover or anything else. So I just decided to look at what I wanted to do. And so now I'm in a bar. Short story short. Yeah. Long story short. But, you know, honestly, looking back at it, I see that everything's going and it was a good decision to do. But you know, sometimes families don't match out on doing things. And yeah. I was never going to get to that level. It just kind of happens.
I got a question for you, Brian. So yeah. With the whole NASA thing, that the viewers, they want to know, are aliens real?
Ooh. What was that?
Are Ooh. Aliens real?
All right. So we supplied equipment. I never got anything at all.
Okay.
But honestly, if you really think that they aren't real, really? Are we the most unique thing ever anywhere? It's kind of hard to think that. Now, has anybody ever caught them? I tell you what, we're a mess down here. Like, if aliens actually found us, they'd conquer us in a heartbeat.
What, you know? Do you think they're at least stopping at Barley Hopser for a brew, you know?
I have served a few, I'm pretty sure. Space cadets who don't really understand, like, how to socially interact with people. I'm like, we have to teach you this. So, yeah, honestly, I do think that, yeah, they exist. And they are amongst us.
And I want to emphasize, too, because we got a comment that we should do a show on location at the beer store. You are in Barley Hopsters right now.
I am in Barley Hopsters right now.
That's right. Who you got behind you?
Yeah.
That's right. Look at that beard.
Woo! Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I've got a lot of bald, bearded people working for me for some reason.
Is that a requirement? Like,
I don't shave what I have up here, but maybe I should go bald myself. But yes.
And we had a question, dude. Do you have freeze-dried beard? Or freeze-dried beer?
No. No, that is it's the worst fucking thing ever invented. I don't care. It's terrible.
No, that is fantastic.
That's terrible. No, we don't. Yeah, no, we're really shy on, like, we don't have Twisted Tea either, so whatever.
Well, apparently, if you got Twisted Tea, that's an assault weapon. I don't know if anybody saw that video.
You have a license for that now.
I might bring it in now after seeing that video. I'll tell you what.
Hey, that just tells itself.
Oh, my God, dude. I mean, that was insane. I don't even know if I can get it. It probably sold out.
You know what? The internet is undefeated, and that just shows.
oh, for sure. So this gentleman here can't be worse than Busch Light. Is taking a personal attack to me. I believe I'm a Busch Light drinker myself, through and through. Now, I didn't used to be this way. My sister-in-law's from a small town in Ohio, and they call it Putnam County Gold. That's what they call it there. Okay. And sure enough, I went there one time, and I have been drinking Busch Light ever since. I don't know. It's like Children of the Corn shit. They just reel you in with that.
All right.
I'll tell you what, Busch Light's a great beer. We do carry Bud Light.
Miller Light, the best beer ever invented.
And I had a really bad incident with the Busch Light person that I'm just kind of like, I don't want to have.
Hey, you've got that thing on you.
Hey, go ahead and smash it.
I didn't know that. I'll tell you what, I never know what they're going to order from time to time. But yeah, apparently we now have Twisted Tea. So. But, like, the Busch Light thing, I mean, that's what my sister drinks. Every time I go down to see her, I drink Busch Light with her. My issue was somebody really went off about, you don't love America, you don't Busch Light. I'm like, you do understand that's known by Belgians, don't you? So that was kind of my – which really, like, offset him, like, dude, like, really freaked out. But that's kind of my point is, like, it's not really, like, we can't carry it all in. You know, we can't get it all in. You look at the grocery stores and the planograms and everything they have, where they put that, like, you let Budweiser do their thing, you let Miller do their thing, my entire shelf be full. 16 packs, 18 packs, 12 packs, 6 packs, bottles, cans, 12-ounce bottles, 6-ounce bottles, 8-ounce bottles, 16-ounce cans, 12-ounce cans. I mean, oh, my God. What they do, like, to bring their product in your store, I'm like, you get one product. What do you want to sell? That's all you get. One. You don't get cans and bottles. You get cans or bottles. You get this or that. And honestly, you know, again, the distributor for Miller Lite, they don't support us up here. We don't buy their. We get their like good, like their. We have to because they bought up so many local Ohio breweries. But I really don't care to carry anything from them.
Question for you before we get into Matty Ice's questions here. What is your favorite local Ohio beer?
Oof. That's a terrible question. Because
your least hated.
All right. No. Because I don't have any that I dislike. But what is my favorite one?
Yeah.
Like Central Ohio, Delaware. I mean, what's our
Ohio area? In general. Ohio in general.
Ooh. Man, I would say, man, there's so many really good ones out there. It's hard for me to come up with. I'll tell you what. All right. So it also depends on what you're making and how you're doing and what you're like. I was just down at Restoration right down here from us. And they got a beer they put out called the Can Opener. Now, if you're in Delaware, the Can Opener is this bridge that rips the top of trucks off, no matter what they have done to say, this is a 13-foot, 10-inch. They keep putting 14-foot trucks in there, tearing the tops of them.
I know which one you're talking about, too. I can see it.
Yeah.
And they put out – that right now is my favorite beer going on right now is Restoration. And they're a great brewery. Seventh Son puts out great, consistent beer all the time. You know, Wolf Ridge puts out great, consistent beers. I mean, I don't know that I can really endorse one or another, but I would say probably Seventh Son is my favorite overall Central Ohio beer that's out there. But Restoration, man, they put out some great beer. I mean, like, all these places are putting out great beers. It's kind of a toss up. I mean, I make it like, hey, it's Delaware, so I, you know, it's Restoration. But man, when Restoration puts out a hitter, they put out a hitter. They got right now this greatest stout, Imperial Stout, also. So they put out fantastic, fantastic beers. But they're also low. They're keg, and so you do, so it's not canned wise. So look at me as a retailer. I would say Seventh Son would be my favorite as a retailer, because I sell cans of Seventh Son. But when I want one also on the tap system, it's Restoration. There always. If I want them to get me Seventh. Oh man, I'll tell you what. Now I'm starting to think about St. Olmsted.
all of this can be found in your bar, correct?
Yes, they can all be found in the bar. Yeah. Awesome. I mean, I can't think of any. Like, if it's bad, we don't sell it. I mean, you know. So it's hard for me to like.
You're not wrong. There's nothing I've tried there that I've been like, ew. You know.
Yeah. No. And that's it. Like, if I think it's a drain pour, I tell people, if they ask me, I'm out, hey, what do you think of this drain pour? Don't buy it. Now, because I have to sell 24 of those beers, if they're buying it and I'm checking it out, I just kind of smile and let them go. Hey,
that's very nice. Yeah. You
know, I don't want them to tell me because it needs to get the fuck out of my store. So,
you know what? That has to be one of the more things we could appreciate about you in this, being a bar owner and everything like that, is being completely honest. Matty Ice is going to get in some few questions. I've got to go refill, so I'll be right back.
Very well. Yes.
And before we do, I want to kind of give the audience an opportunity. What's kind of the range? So the example given here in our comment is 805. That's a California beer, I think it's a Bay Area, somewhere in there. California beer. What's the variety in terms of state? What you guys have to offer? Is 805 something you guys would offer?
Well, yeah. The thing is, we will take any beer in. I mean, and we transfer constantly left and right on beers, but we can only sell beer that is authorized through the state of Iowa to sell.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, what was the name of the brewery again? You just said.
It's 805. I think it's Firestone Brewery. If the gentleman remembers, I believe
So Firestone for a while had a distributor in here, and I'm not sure who it was, which could say that they don't come in here anymore or whatever. So in the state of Ohio, you have to have a distributor. You have to have somebody. You have to have a designated distributor. Unless you brew in Ohio, you can self-distribute. So, like right down the street at Restoration, they self-distribute. They can get any brewery in Ohio or any bar in Ohio and sell their beers, bottle shop, whatever they want to do. But if you're coming from out of state, you have to have a distributor. So, Firestone, I think for a minute, I'm not really sure, but I thought they were the Cavalier. And so you have to have, if Cavalier is your distributor, that is the only place that I can buy beer from, Firestone from, to sell to you. So it's a three-tier system. You got brewery, distributor, and retailer. If you're in Ohio, you can be the distributor or the brewery and retailer if you're in the state of Ohio. Mm-hmm. But if you're outside of Ohio, you have to sign with somebody. So Firestone needs to sign with somebody. And I thought they had somebody at one point. They may have even had one of the wineries. So sometimes they'll, because they also have a winery with them. So they may sign with a winery, or a wine distributor. But the wine distributors, they're weird, dude. I don't know what to do with them. We've got a couple really good wine distributors, but then we got ones that like send me a text once every 6 months when they get desperate to sell something. I don't know, whatever.
Dude, so, getting wine drunk is completely different than beer or whiskey drunk. Wine drunk hurts.
Absolutely. I actually more enjoy a wine drunk, but I love the taste of beer. That's my problem. A wine drunk to me is like the most right below weed, dude. It's just right below just smoking.
Okay, okay. I take that back. The wine hangover is the worst.
I disagree.
For me, anyway.
I am so good. I'm just like, phew. I don't even have wine hangovers. I don't. I just drink some water and I carry off my day. Beer fucks me
up. Let me ask you this. At what point do you think Pedialyte is just going to come out and say, hey, like, we fucking get it. Like, quit slapping babies on the bottle. Go ahead, slap a full-grown man with his arms around the porcelain throne.
The rod bond. You know, just.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know, man, but I wish they would. I mean, they're awesome, man. You're like so embarrassed. No, that's the way to do it. That's how you do it.
It's such a weird stigma because it's like you go in the store and it's like, I have produced no children, but I'm in that aisle like, oh, mixed berry sounds pretty fucking good. I'm going to go ahead and get my little Fox tonight. I'm going to watch it with mixed berry.
I think I'm going to know. Get a Pedialyte and a 12-pack of beer and just walk the fuck out like a boss.
You know, you get it. You just lay it both on the
table. I don't know. They will know later. Like, oh my God, that one day I did about that all that beer.
That's one of those things that comes with like age and like experience too. So when you grab the beer and you grab the Pedialyte, they don't even ID you at that point. They're like, all right, we get it. You've been doing this a while.
You've done this. You are
an expert.
Add a bag of dog food to it. You got a complete night.
Yeah, of course, the condoms. Absolutely.
Dog food, condoms, Pedialyte, and beer. Bam.
Maybe some Plan B.
A bouquet of roses. And a bouquet of roses.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take you away from being a bar owner for a little bit. Let's get into the questions that we sent. We've got some goofy questions coming your way. We'll kind of sprinkle in. You perfectly placed yourself to get the Rhino Rugby logo in the background there. We'll sprinkle that in with some conversation. So kicked off. There it is. Oh, it's beautiful. I know it's mirrored. So it's like you move one way and you move the other.
This blind thing really. This one coming down.
So let me get my first question out to you. What mythical creature would make the world better if it were real? If there was one mythical creature that was real, what would be?
Mythical creature that would make the world better. I think a unicorn.
A unicorn. Ooh. Ooh. Unicorn. Which is also one of the mascots.
One of the rugby teams.
It's beautiful. It shits rainbows. It's nothing. I mean, unicorn is nothing but love. Like, what we need right now is like a fucking army of unicorns just coming down and being like,
oh, yeah.
Not angry. Just shooting unicorns. Be like, oh my God, they exist. Like, holy fuck. We can get through this shit. Like, let's just get through this shit.
There's just an ass rainbow of a unicorn.
Every time it jumps,
shooting it and leaving it behind.
It's shoot like a super shit, jump.
Unicorns and fucking rainbows everywhere. And oh my God, dude, I think it would just be beautiful. I love rainbows to begin with. So every time there's a rainbow, I'm like, oh my God, look at that rainbow. I think a fish, I'm like, that picture sucks. But I mean, honestly, man, I think unicorns. Unicorns are like a sign of everything best.
That's a beautiful plug because Rod and I were just talking, like that's one of the terms. The unicorns are the backs on the rugby team. And the forwards are the rhinos, which is, and they're just the chubby unicorns. Like they're it's like we're all in this together and
and that's what it is. A rhino is a very chubby unicorn that doesn't necessarily let out rainbows when it shits.
We've all seen Ace Ventura. They're pooping out full-grown human beings.
Yeah, they are shitting out human beings when they're done. But I'm just saying, man, that's the closest thing we have to unicorn is a rhino.
Go ahead, Rod.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So, Brian, you making the rugby trip for the spring thing, this spring tournament this year? Are you making it?
I'm gonna make it. I'm not even gonna plan to try to play it. I don't think. I mean, maybe I will, but I wanted one season when I was 50, and I drank way too fucking much.
Well, that's what qualifies you for the team.
Oh, very well then. But yes, I'm on the team. And I'm still there. I'm bringing Jeremy as well because the child of mine. I should not have said his name. I don't like mentioning my kid's name. But yeah, I'm bringing Jake, and he absolutely loves it. He loves it. He's had so much fun with you guys. I tell you, you guys, for him to be around a bunch of adults and treat them as an equal and give them opportunities like anybody else on the team, it's absolutely – he plays football and he hates it. Football is like – man, high school football is fucking garbage. You guys have treated him like a fucking man since he was like 14 years old, and he loves it. He's ready to go again.
Well, didn't he play – did he play in one of our regular season games last year, or did he play in the – was it the Nashville –
He played in Savannah. That's Nashville the year before Savannah. He played a couple other. I mean, he played the spring games. I don't remember
if it was Nashville or Savannah, but he took a massive hit and he just got up and is just tough as shit. So kudos.
He took the guy down in Savannah.
In the corner.
And he took him down. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, man, that dude that Jeremy took out and realized that was, at the time, 16-year-old kid, he'd have been embarrassed.
And there's some absolute beefcakes on that team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, but he has – that's the thing about him, that they don't understand the football or anything else. Like, you look at, like – I don't know. But, you know – they look at kids that like they know and they, I, you know, this and stuff like that. Nobody really knows Jeremy because he doesn't showboat. He doesn't talk. He just does his shit. Like back at the house when we were partying, he just went back in his room and was on his phone and fucking around with his friends. And like, he was not trying to get hammered with us or talking shit or anything else. He just went back. And that's how he's on the football team. He doesn't talk shit. He shows it on the field. And that's always been his big problem. He's not boastful. And I tell you what, I mean, I don't know if this has anything to do with the show or not, but I'll tell you, man, that kid, I'm so impressed by him. Like, he just, fuck. He doesn't give a fuck. He just doesn't stop.
This is a Maine Coon. She's very big.
Bring it back.
Sweet puss.
That kid, I tell you what. Oh, by the way, Sierra Nevada. If you ever want to ask my favorite beer ever, Desert Island beer, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Yeah.
So I just maybe answer the question or not, but that is my thing right there.
Does that taste like unicorn or rainbows from unicorn's ass? Oh, is that what that tastes like?
To me, yeah.
So Brian, let me. So I didn't play football in high school, and I didn't play contact.
I didn't either. Yeah,
I was a baseball player. Rod introduced me to the rugby team 2 years ago now, and so I go to the meeting. My first experience is I go to the meeting, and they're doing. I mean, I'm shutting the fuck up. I'm sitting in the back seat, like. You guys do your business. First person I meet when we walk in the door. No. Listen, the first is.
Do you want me to tell this, or do you want you to tell this?
So the first person I meet is Huff, and of course I'm looking up at some bitch. I mean, he's got to be what, all 6'4" probably. I mean, he's what do you think he weighs? 260, 270, somewhere in there from spitballing. Right. And he shakes my hand with those bare paws of hands. And the first thing he says to me is, yeah, just be thankful I'm on your team. I'm like, what the fuck am I getting into, bud? Should I leave now? Because this is, I don't know if this is for me.
Little did he know that Matthew didn't know a lot about rugby at the time, but if Huff is chasing him down from behind out there at wing, he's got a problem. Yeah. No. Good year. Way out there.
So my next experience is I've been to a couple of practices at this point. We go to one of the practices and Dane isn't there. So Steve Caswell is kind of running the show a little bit. And we're good friends. As you can see, we've got the CBD Brothers USA logo in our background there. Steve and Steve, they're good buddies of ours, good friends of ours. We've got an ongoing relationship with them and their company and what they're trying to do as well. So we're at practice and Steve he's a straight laced dude and he gets to the point when he wants to be, but he's always got that like funny, immature side to him. So we're going to do these tackling drills. He's like, all right, go ahead, pick a partner, stand in front of them. All right, one guy, get down to their knees. All right, open your mouths. No, just kidding. Like, okay.
Let's premise before this that he had said, hey, guys, we have to be serious for practice, okay? We have a tough game coming up. Let's be serious. And then he does that shit. And it was
awful. I know, but that's rugby. I mean, that's part of the rugby culture. I mean,
absolutely.
That kind of was a serious thing. Like, and I've told a lot of people that, like, I don't know, if we can get back to something regular again and it's spring, like I would play. I'm not going to play in the, you know, the fall with the competitive league, but I would love to get into back into the spring league, the workups and stuff like that. I had a blast. I felt like an asshole when I was out there in Savannah, because I had no idea where my position was or anything else. But also that was part of what it was, because that was my first year playing. And we're down there. Dude, we're down there. These motherfuckers in the South that have had fucking no time off of good weather. Like, we're up here, we're practicing when it's 50 degrees. You know, that's good weather. That's like, in Ohio, good weather rugby is 50 degrees. That's like when you start. That's the South all year fucking long. Or it gets warmer. Yeah. It doesn't fucking matter.
We got the old, we're talking about knee high in July for the corn down South. They're talking about like, yeah, when he's about 12 years old, he should be 250 pounds of raw muscle. Just boy rolling.
Yeah, it's fucking dirty.
Man, and I'll say,
like, he went down there, that was fucking dirty, but I tell you what, I had a fucking blast down there.
And you know what? Like, you may have felt like an asshole, but everyone appreciated the fact that you were there supporting the team. And we had a great time with you down there. So
I was drunk as fuck too. I'll just say,
like, everyone was.
I realized that was my one. That was my one day. My one day of like until I'm 50. If I realized that was my one day of actual playing, I might have not have got drunk as shit in the, like all night long. Like, I don't think I went to bed the second night.
That's club rugby. Everybody off in the house. Club rugby.
Later, like 7 o'clock in the morning, I pissed everybody off at our house. you know, like, I might have to party on my own after that.
Yeah. So the beginning of season is like this. I'm this greenhorn. I don't know what's going on. I was one of the quicker guys on the team, so it was like I didn't see the ball, but maybe two times during the game because I'm out sitting at wing, and we're a pretty forward heavy team.
And the centers are pretty forward heavy, let's be honest.
Yeah, we're very, yeah.
Yeah, we're big fellas.
Yeah.
But it goes from that, and I'm like nervous for every game to like one of our last games. It's like we're riddled with injuries. I know at some point I'm probably going to this game. We take a couple special brownies on the way to the game.
And
we're like,
vitamins.
I'm just trying to catch the ball. I when I catch it, I'm just like showing everybody I got it.
I mean, honestly, like the rugby culture is so inviting to everybody. Like, you can go anywhere you're at in your life, and you can show up and play rugby. And that's and it's accepting. It's so cool. And, you know, like I said, with Jake, like, he is so in, dude. He is so in. He just loves the entire thing. And
it's like, it just, it lights a fire. Like, it, like you were saying, you know, same as me, I didn't play contact sports throughout high school. And there was that one thing that was just missed. There's something that's missing when you're playing baseball or something like that. You get across the field from that guy, and your job is to just bulldoze him.
There's just a whole different
experience, and it's so amazing to do. Like, I loved it. I bashed shit out of my knee, and I'm so ready to do it again.
What
do you got for questions, Maddie? We got anything we're gonna roll on here?
Yes. So
trying to keep a little bit on track. That's what it is.
Okay. So we talked about what mythical creatures would be best. So what would be the worst buy one, get one free sale that you could possibly have? Now, this might be tough because there might be something that, like, for you, it might be particular to the beer industry. Like, hey, this thing sells. If I did buy one, get one free, I'd lose my ass.
I don't even know how to answer this question. Like, my mind is flooded with 1,000 things. Jesus.
I'll go for it. My answer, a vasectomy.
I never did get retested. So far, man, it's been like 15 years good, but I've never been fully retested. That would be a very big problem for me. Dude, I don't even know. Like, just thinking about shit that I don't want to have. Like, I don't know. I call out 2 or 3 breweries, but I don't want to do that because I'm not here to try to destroy a brewery or anything like that. Buy one, get one. The worst buy one, get one. Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
I'll go ahead and you can. So recently,
It might come to me later on.
I'll go ahead, and if you can think of something, let me know.
This is the worst question I could possibly ask because I've been thinking about it all day, and it can't come with it.
The worst buy one get one for me.
What would anybody ever ask me?
Huh? Me and a buddy of mine, Griff, actually, who asked you about the Lone Star beer, we've been rekindling our love for Pokemon. So we've been buying a lot of like Pokemon cards and stuff, but we've been seeing a lot of people.
God, we're not doing
No. We've been seeing a lot of people buy the packs and stuff and then resell them for double online.
Right.
So, you know, I can't help but think buy one, get one free cars. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean,
people would be like, all right, I want this car, but I want the same car, and then I'm going to resell it, you know?
However, that is an online disgusting mess shit, which people do that with beer. And that's, I mean...
Do they really?
You ready for a discussion? Oh, hell yeah. No. Like when we get beer,
Yeah.
We sell it. Barley Hops just sells it out. Like,
yeah.
Whatever it is. There are people that come in here, buy it, and there are also beer stores or bars that get it in. They hold half of it back. And they go online, they sell it for twice what they bought, twice, three times, four no times, whatever. They
bought it. You could do that with the Lone Star beer.
Disgusting. That's disgusting to me.
Huh? Oh, absolutely.
No, Lone Star is not one of those beers. What I'm saying is like people buy these fucking they buy these beers or either a distributor or a retailer or a you know how many people come here and say, hey, man, I want to get a hop sample. Like, oh, we sold out. Like, well, I know that's a couple of weeks ago, but I know you got some downstairs. We don't have any shit downstairs. I sell it immediately. I pay that much money for a beer. I'm selling it. Like, I want to make my money now.
Right.
Not, you know, and, like, it's just disgusting. Like, what goes on with beer. Like, it's a, you bought it for 20 and you're selling for $200. Holy shit, man. Like, that to me is gross.
This is a PS5 all over again.
Huh?
Are you familiar? So when the PS5 first came out,
dude. Oh my God.
Yeah. People were buying 3-4 at a time, and they're like, they're taking out small loans to get this. Guess what? They're selling them for $200-$300 more.
Let me tell both of you the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. A guy posted. Now, this might be the most genius or most disgusting, depending on which way you're looking at it. All right, he took a picture of the PS5, put it on eBay, and said, "Hey, read the description." And in the description, it says, "This is strictly a picture of the PS5. You are paying $500 for the picture. No refunds will be, allotted." And through the eBay stuff, if you don't read the description, that's your fucking fault. And he sold like three of them bitches for $500.
Yes. So my youngest son is a complete dick, and he was telling me about this. Like, he looks at his stuff, and like he's such a dick. He really goes through everything. So this is Jake's younger brother. Like, I don't know. I would really love to get him to play rugby because he would fucking blow you guys' minds. But he sold the shit out, and he was talking about it. And I'm just like, damn, dude, really? He's like, yeah, I want to do that. I'm like, and his mom is there. It's like, no. I'm like, what? What the fuck? You're not fucking stupid to buy that thing? Why not do that?
People buy it.
Yeah. So much shit. Like, so you get like a $20 bottle of Three Floyds Dark Lord. You know, you buy it for 20, you turn around, sell for 200, and someone buys it from you. What the? I mean, like, could I do that? Could I just buy the and like just sell beer at like an exorbitant amount? Jesus, I don't understand that stuff, man. I just don't get buying it, not knowing what it costs, not knowing what's going on.
There we are.
I just don't understand. Like, just bam.
Hey, money, money rules the world, brother.
Yeah, you guys are froze, so I kept talking. I don't know if that came over.
No, you keep talking. You were the one who was still going. So, right. Maddie, what you got?
All right. My next question for you, explain what you do for a living in a weird way. So you don't know the story entirely. So I work for a powered scaffolding company. We do the platforms that window washers ride up and down on the side of skyscrapers.
He washes windows.
Yeah. So Rod likes to tell people that I just wash windows. Like, that's the easiest way for him to understand it. So that's the way he explains it to people. Not the case. But yeah, my weird way is I wash windows.
I bring joy to people who need to relax and put up with their families in a responsible manner. I bring joy.
I love it.
I'm sorry. I had to pour a little bit more.
Love it.
That's it. There's a cheers moment right there. Here to that, brother.
For me right now, currently, since I'm going to school, so I work for a greenhouse. And the best thing I could come up with for this question was I sell impregnated soil to customers.
very nice.
Well, you are going to school full time too currently. So you could just basically say I'm paying thousands of dollars to teach myself.
I'm paying thousands of dollars to get a letter to do stuff I already know how to do.
Bingo.
The certificate. Look.
Yeah. Here it is. It says I can do it. It costs 40 G's, but here it is.
I think it might be.
Yeah. I sell beer. I got a college degree and I sell beer. Well worth my time.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, that's good though, to be able to provide joy for people who need to responsibly go home and
yes,
It's I mean, that was the thing. So Rod and I used to live together, and that's part of the reason I ended up even getting into the rugby club is, I mean, we'd carpool and everything together too, so it made it nice and easy. And you get done, the first rugby game I got done with, it was like, all right, let's get drunk. And I was like, I need a nap for about 6 hours before I do anything.
Right. I napped the entire time. Oh, Matt's froze.
No. Oh, there he is.
So
I know. I got issues.
Were you laughing?
So I carried it on. I'm going to say this. Yes. If I took rugby more seriously, I would nap. But I don't. That's why I stayed up all night and woke the house up with Slayer. It pissed everybody else off. And then trying to make them drink the rest of the keg of beer that I brought, which we didn't even. A fucking keg of beer. How do you not kill a 6-barrel beer at a rugby house?
Was that Savannah or Nashville?
That was Savannah.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
After Nashville, I was like, I'm bringing a keg of beer. And then.
Oh. Sounds like I need to change houses for.
There's that. Time. Bring in the expert. Yeah.
Well, I thought I was at the party house. I need to be in the party house. Whoever the party house is, that's why I'm taking the beer.
Whenever
they're going to, like, have dinner, the dinner, which is awesome. I'm not staying in that house. I'm going to the other house. Drink like crazy.
All right, Matt, what you got, buddy?
All right, this one's important. Your 5-year-old self finally set you. You're 5 years old. You find yourself in your current body. Okay. What does your 5-year-old self do first?
Okay. First, it tries to find the tree. The tree I burned down when I was like 28. So then my 5-year-old self gets really pissed. And then probably goes and says, fuck, I'm 50. Let's go drink some beer. I mean, so I think that's about what my 5-year-old self would do. I think my 5-year-old self would first go try to find the tree. I had a tree when I was like 5. It was like, it was my tree and it was cool shit, but it got hit with a blight. It was like a beech tree. So it hit with a blight when I was about 20. And limbs start falling off. And when I was 25, it was just basically a trunk with like one limb. And so I just decided to cut a hole in it, stuff it full of wood and paper, and we just lit it on fire and had a fucking hell of a party with a bunch of beer around it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, we were shooting fireworks into it. Shot a snake out of a gun back in the day. So.
For me, it would my 5-year-old self would probably take over as soon as I'm getting out of the shower, and he'd be like, "Oh, everything's grown, oh, except my dick." Wow, they lied to me.
Yeah. Well, your 5-year-old self missed the talk where it's like, if you keep playing with it, it's not going to get any bigger. It's going to fall off. And you're going to go blind. So your first thought, you're like, Jesus Christ, like you're just like, wow. You are looking in the mirror like, wow, everything's so wow, yeah, look at me. Oh Jesus, come on.
Adequate. Enough.
Yeah.
Gets the job done.
You're telling me I'm huge now, but my penis doesn't move to a centimeter.
Fire, burn it all down. That's my shit. Burn it all down.
yeah. What fuck a change it. Of pace.
I'm old enough to burn it all down. I like fire.
Let's see. For me, I don't know. You got to test yourself physically. I think as soon as you're 5 years old, that's the point where you're just like, you think you're invincible probably still. And you're just like, all right. And then
You run in front of
28-year-old me. I haven't even hit the third decade yet, and I realize that this fucking hurts. Like, I'm just gonna hurt consistently for the rest of my life. Like, send me back to the 5-year-old shit, man. Yeah. I can tell you what, this does not feel good.
where I can run into a wall, fall down, and get up like, oh, all right, this is all right. Now you get out of bed, you're like, oh, my knees.
I like that meme where it's like, there's that weird, awkward, like long pause when a toddler falls to the point where it's like they're either filling up their lungs to just sound like an air raid siren, or they're just going to get up and dust themselves off and keep walking.
All right. Sean's taking over for a moment.
Go.
Here we go.
All right. Let's go.
Very well.
Sean, what's going on, brother?
Sean, I got a question for you. Okay. If you don't pay for an exorcism, do you get repossessed?
I never thought about that. There was like a commercial back in the day that I remember seeing. It was like, for a place that's open 24/7, why are there locks on the door? That's what I always thought.
Oh, that was something.
That I was like, as a little kid, I'm like, that doesn't make sense. But now as like a business, like in an adult, you're like, maybe you got to go take a shit and you got to lock the door or something like that. I don't know. You got to go take care of business. So I guess there has to be locks,
I
don't know. That's a good question.
What would you do if old Padre is sitting there exercising you and you're like, I'm sorry, I don't have money for this. And he just takes it. And right before that demon's about to go through the portal, he just snags it by the fucking leg, throws it right back into you. He's like, all right, pal, get on out of here.
Yeah, your shit was declined. It was declined.
Yeah. Do you guys take IOUs or
IOU? Yeah. All right, my friend. So I'm going back and forth as I'm working, but
oh, that's all good. That's all good.
Absolutely.
It's a business.
It's a small business. We know how this shit runs.
Let's take a look here. Let's play by play by play. All right, customer comes up to the desk. All right, employee vigorously comes to the desk, addresses the customer, asks how they're doing. You know, you can't find that customer service everywhere. You know, most people treat you like a number. They treat you like family here.
Wait, oh no, he's buying a Twisted Tea. Oh my God, what's going on?
Wow, Sean better look out. You better be watching for that right hook.
Yeah,
all right, haymaker.
If you see that Sean drop about 3 feet back, Jesus coming at you.
I got a dad joke for Sean coming up.
That's how it goes, man. Never stop. Hey. It never stops.
Sean, could you hear us going there?
I can hear a little bit. We got it over the speaker, so I'm.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, here we go.
Sean, so I got a question for you before you leave. All right.
Okay.
Why don't they play poker in the jungle?
Why don't they play poker in the jungle?
Too many cheetahs.
That's the dad joke. I am a dad.
You're welcome for that. Add to your repertoire.
Hey, take that one.
Keep it up, man. I'm going to pass it back over to Brian. All right, guys?
All right, take it easy, bro.
Woo! Yeah. Thank you, Sean.
Sean!
Shout out to Sean. Thank you very much, Sean, for making an appearance on the show.
I'll tell you what, man. Marines will take over whatever you need them to take over, man. I'll tell you man. Go Navy, but man, those land sailors, shit, are good. They'll do it. Woo. They don't even need training. They just need to be sent to a fucking spot. Bam, bam, bam.
Being a corpsman, when they accept you as one of them, you know, it's like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool, you know?
Oh, my God,
They don't hate us as much as normal Navy. You're like, all right, we're cool.
I'll do you one better. So I personally did not serve in the military. So thank you very much for your service. Thank you very much for your service. But when the rugby guys, who are almost exclusively veterans, accept you as one of their own, there is no better feeling in the world than being a part of this brotherhood that they've already created and them bringing you into that. I was so grateful to be a part of that. Honestly, it was incredible.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, even with, you know, the Marines, like I've been accepted by all the Marines in this group, it's awesome. I mean, it really is. Cause they are so devoted. Like, there's no ex-Marines. There's just, you know, and I was in the Navy. No, man, all these Marines are in there, and they're the ones that they're first in. They do their shit. I tell you what, man, those guys are unreal. And then everybody else has served. It serves and whatever is awesome. But man, I'll tell you what, the Marines, when after the Navy drops them off, man, the way they clear something out. So I don't know who's the first in. We can make arguments so that they clear the field so the Air Force can land their little planes and shit like that after we've already taken care of it. Yeah. Then the Army walks in and, you know, sets up the trains and shit. So
you just sit there.
Yeah. We set up the hierarchy right there.
All right.
And yeah, fuck off, everybody.
Don't forget our advertising. Our sponsors. Gotta get a mention about you, bud.
That's what I appreciate about you. So we touched on it a little bit earlier. Brian, I forgot to inform you. We're going to throw a little ad read in here. So like we talked about, we do work with our CBDBrothersUSA.com. Those are our good friends, Steve and Steve Squared. If you guys haven't met them yet, you should, because what they're selling is an amazing product. I personally use the salve, and I get some tension headaches. My neck gets tight real easy. I put that salve on, and 5 minutes, I'm good. I'm ready for bed. Let's go. Night, night. They've got products for your dog. If you've got dog with high anxiety, I've got a couple dogs here with separation anxiety, a couple drops in the food, and next thing you know, they're right as rain, good as gold. You've got the sleep aids that have melatonin in them. You give a little bit of melatonin, same thing. You got a couple drops, you got chews, capsules, whatever. Whatever form you feel like taking it in, they've got it. You can go ahead and do that, and you're going to be sleeping well. I promise you, you will have no problem sleeping. If you've got joint pain, which is the primary benefactor of CBD, then you go ahead, whether it's a tincture, you know, with an oil or a capsule, or it's the form of the salve like I use, then you'll have that as well. And, you know, I was dealing with knee pain for quite some time after the rugby season, and CBD got me through it, honestly. So make sure you're reaching out to those guys. Right now they're running a promo code, and let me pull it up here. CBDBrothersUSA.com. You use their coupon code Idiots on Mic. You're going to get 25% off and free shipping. And in this economy, I'll tell you what, in this economy where small businesses are having some issues, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. 25% off and free shipping. There's no other CBD products out there doing this. No other CBD companies out there doing this. And that's simply because they want to give you the best of the best, and they want to make sure that you're doing well. Our good friend Steve Caswell, he's a podiatrist, and
he's not a podiatrist, but he co-owns a podiatry.
Yes,
office, yes. Which he works at. Like, he sees patients every day. So
I'll also say this. Okay, so I can honestly say, up until a couple months ago, it was like CBD, whatever, but I got every once in a while I get like gout like crazy. When I had the CBD, when I had his in, because I got some, I really didn't take it for a couple months. But when I had, I was like, I gotta do something, I gotta try something. I started taking that, and dude, it cleared up quicker than anything I've ever had. I mean, it you know, it's not like immediate relief, it's not a high. You're not going to, it's not like you're smoking weed and you like ignore it for like 2 hours or 3 hours. No, but it's like a long term, to me, it was a long term effect. And I gave my dog some when he had like some massive shoulder problems where he couldn't walk. And by the end of the day, he was fine. Then I got him on some conjoint and stuff like that. But I'm saying, man, this stuff. Yeah, I was skeptical up until about a month ago, and I'm telling you, man, I'm like sold. It's a long term. It's like taking any old, honestly, if you're looking for like immediate pain relief, yeah, maybe not. But as far as long term relief of that problem, without all the side effects, I'm sold.
You know what?
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of the selling points for them too. It's you get those Tylenols, you get those Advils, you get things like that. That's going to cause liver damage over the liver, kidney damage over time. You don't even realize you're doing that to your body. And it's just, if you're doing that day after day, it's your body's taking a beating. You think you feel better, but guess what? Long-term effects are going to bite you in the ass. CBD, no long-term effects. And to your point, this isn't a THC product. Everybody wants to compare CBD to marijuana and THC. You're not getting that psychedelic high. There's not the psychoactive drug involved within CBD. You're getting the physical and physiological effects of what CBD is going to do for you. And it's strictly going to be better for your body. There's no mental games that we're playing here.
And I want to emphasize too that the CBD Brothers USA, I believe their prices are really good. You know, and from talking to both Steves, Sexy Steve and Vegan Steve, both, which if you email them and ask them questions, I hope you address them as such. Both of them, they're not worried about like selling product. They're worried about the overall health of people. And they want to get the message out there that, hey, this is going to improve your life. This is going to prevent you from getting on opioids. You know what I mean? And along with that, our show, I can only encourage our listeners, and I can't say it enough. When we say share our show, Matthew and I, we're not making a boatload of money off these these shows. We're supporting, small businesses and like getting it out there. So I encourage you, share this, get the word out there, especially for the CBD people, people who might be on narcotics. Just show them our CBD video with Steve Caswell. It's fucking phenomenal. It's beautiful. No. I'm not done yet. And you know what? People like Brian here, who owns Barley Hopsters, you know what he's giving people in a world that is full of chaos and full of turmoil, especially in 2020. We're in 2021 right now. He's giving people a place to relax, a place you're not going to be judged. You're going to be accepted for who you are. And you know what? Go there. Have a great time. That's what we're here for. You know, give the people what they want.
No, over here. Over here.
Yeah, somewhere.
That's like the Army and the Air Force, or is that? Yeah, Army Air Force. Somewhere we got Coast Guard flags. We actually have Coast Guard flags in here.
Oh, you know what? If that doesn't mean you include everyone, I don't know what does.
You want a real quick story? So, all right, I'm going to give you a quick story. So, I was out of the Navy for about 2 years. I was working at Intech. And there's this dude, Old Bitter Jim. Oh, he's hate everything. Oh, he's like, you young people don't know how it works.
With your computer box.
You don't understand what work really is. He was standing over a tub. Because, like, we soldered a lot of stuff. Like, we manufactured everything here. So we soldered boards together. And so back in the day, you had to clean them off in acetone. This motherfucker would stand over an acetone bucket, cleaning shit off with a cigarette in his mouth. Over acetone, which is like, if it caught fire, no one knew what the fuck's going on, because you can't see the heat that comes off of acetone fire. So he's sitting there, and one day he walks up to me and he goes, "What are you doing Monday?" This is like on a Friday. It's like, because Memorial Day weekend. I go, "I got friends coming over. We're going to hang out and have a cook out." And he goes, you going to go to the parade? I said, "No." He goes, "Well, I'm marching a parade." I said, "Why are you marching a parade?" And he goes, "Well, I was in the Air Force." I knew, oh, no, not the Air Force. He goes, "I was in the Coast Guard," which I knew. I was like, "You're a veteran?" I was like, "What?" He goes, "What do you mean, what?" I'm like, "This is like national, it's like military shit." He goes, "Well, I was in the Coast Guard." I'm like, what isn't that like Sea Police? Like, isn't that like, and dude fucking blew up. Now, honestly, at the time, I did not realize that the fucking Coast Guard is actually military. Navy, Air Force, Marine, I mean, there's all this stuff was pounding my head. I did not realize. So honestly, out there, any of y'all listening, if you were in the Coast Guard.
you ain't seen that movie with Ashton Kutcher. What's it called?
The Guardian.
The Guardian.
Maybe.
Gotta Sea Police.
I really honest to God thought they were not national, but I thought they were like a state thing. I thought they were civil thing. Like,
yeah, you know,
Coast Guard. I thought they were like part of the Peace Guard and shit.
Coast Guardians are people too, man.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying they're not people. I just didn't realize they're military. He started nailing off all the stuff that this Coast Guard does. I'm like, holy shit. Honestly, as far as it goes, with an honest statement, as far as a military force goes, shit, they're active.
Yeah.
They suck people out of hurricanes. They shoot the shit out of people trying to bring in drugs. I mean, the stuff they do, they're active as shit. And if I knew that when I went in, I probably would have gone Coast Guard. Damn, they're active.
All these dipshits in Florida that are just like staking a flag in the ground and waiting for a hurricane to come. You'll be seeing the Coast Guard real soon, I'm sure.
Oh, was he Coast Guard? Was that dude Coast Guard?
I don't know, but
oh, I hope he was. Yeah. He had long hair though.
He did have long hair.
You know exactly what I'm talking about too. There's been a picture.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. That's badass. Like, damn, I wish I was that dude.
Yeah, I ain't gonna fucking do it, but I wish I was that guy. All right, let me wrap up with one more question for you. I snuck this question by you. I didn't put it in our list. I told Rob.
I don't even know about this.
No, he does know. He just doesn't remember.
Okay. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
All right, here's my question to you. If your pecker made a sound every time you got hard, what sound would you want it to make?
I hope that came out.
Fucking beautiful. Beautiful.
Just a fucking bang.
I hope that came out. I don't know.
Are you ready? You ready for mine?
That's right.
All right. My logical one would be my cell phone sound. That way, you know, it'd be discreet, but I feel like this one's better.
Disappointment again. Fee's just like, Jesus Christ, not this routine again.
Oh no. Mine always gets satisfied with me or somebody else. Yeah. Oh shit, she might be watching. Me or her. Near her. Never somebody else. It's always near her.
Maddie, what you got, bud?
It's got to be something strong. And Papa's still chiming in with the roar. It's got to be.
This is Matt's dad, by the way.
Yeah. So my father's chimed in numerous times throughout the episode. A roar would be absolutely.
If only we get Mama Steel to chime in on this, that would be delightful.
No. Here's what I want. A dinner bell. Time to eat.
That'd be sweet as fuck. That'd be so awesome. Oh my god.
Dinner is served.
Yeah. All right, Maddie, what you got for our closing remarks, buddy?
That'd be a good one. All right. We'll wrap it up here. So one thing we like to do at the end of each episode. But every time we have a guest on, we like to give them an opportunity. If there's someone you want to give a shout out to, we'll go ahead and do that. Let me do mine real quick. So it's probably been a month and a half or so now that we had Devontae on.
So we had a good friend of ours now of the show, Devontae McClain, on, and he's actually making music. He's producing music out on Spotify now. So for those of you who are just now starting to tune in with us, if you haven't had a chance yet, go on to Spotify and listen to Devontae McClain. The dude's got some range. So he's a rapper. He does a lot of the actual singing too. So there's a variety. It's almost like a J. Cole to Rick Ross kind of feel. There's so much different variety throughout. And I want to give a shout out to him. We haven't had him on a show in a while, so I wanted to take the opportunity, take the time to give him a shout out, as well as, and we say this probably almost every episode, we are a pretty heavily veteran-based show. I want to thank everybody again who has served in the military in one way, shape, or form. Thank you guys for your service and everything that you guys do. So, Brian, if you have anybody in particular you want to shout out, now's your opportunity.
I'm just typing in Devontae McClain into my phone real quick. But
I'm going to go, baby.
No, honestly,
you're going to be doing this here in a minute.
Everybody comes out. It's not really so much a shout out. It's thank you to everybody that's coming to this bar. It goes to any other bar, any other place, any bottle shop. You know, we're kind of a hybrid thing where we got like, you know, you carry out, we got pricing for carry out, we got pricing for in-store, we got homebrew shops, everything else. All I want to say is for everybody that walks in and sees somebody that's in the service industry, whether you're talking to somebody at McDonald's, whether you're talking to somebody at a beer store, a sit-down restaurant, Myers, whatever, JCPenney, I don't even know if JCPenney's open anymore. I don't know. But anytime you walk into a store that you're sitting down or you're walking in and someone says, Home Depot, please put on a mask. Don't be a dick. Just put on a mask. We are all, every one of us, every single one of us trying to operate a store, whether it be a national brand or whether it be a mom and pop store, we all have to work with the state. We all have licensing. So just understand that we're not assholes. We don't even, I mean, honestly, I don't give a shit in this place. Like, I mean, walk in, don't wear a mask, whatever the hell it is. I mean, but honestly, everywhere you go, we have been mandated by what we have to do. And just understand that. Just understand it. You don't like it, change it. Figure out how you're gonna change it. Figure out how you're gonna make us be able to operate a business without being mandated by everything. You can't get your hair cut without a state giving a license. You can't buy a beer without a state giving a license. You can't buy lumber without a state giving a license. Just understand that. So, yeah, you have the right to do whatever you want to do. We don't. Just understand that, please. Please.
And what a beautiful message in a time like this, because From what I've heard to this point, it's not going to be till like October of this year that we're not taking masks off. I mean, this thing's going to go on for a while. So let's all do our part and let's wear our masks going forward. Yeah. Rod, you got anybody you want to shout out real quick?
Just give a shout out to Brian. Appreciate you coming on the show, buddy. I had a great time with you when we were in Nashville, Savannah, all that good stuff. And any of our listeners who are small business owners as well, I know our buddy Bryce is also a small business owner. You know what? Keep doing what you're doing. You are the American dream. Keep doing what you're doing. Brian, you are a perfect example of the American dream. Keep it up. For fuck's sake, you are the American dream. That's awesome. Other than that, just want to give a shout out to everyone who's listening. You know what? Thank you. Keep listening. Share it. Sharing it not only helps us, but helps our sponsors as well, helps our CBD brothers, helps Brian here keep selling. Well, he doesn't have Lone Star beer. It keeps him selling out of everything else. So, you know, if he sells out of everything, we've helped quite a bit. So other than that, let's go.
And so once again, before we close out, Barley Hopsters, that's on the corner of Sandusky Street and William Street, right there, or 36, however you want to reference it.
Delaware,
right
Ohio.
There, smack dab in the heart of Delaware, Ohio, which is damn near the heart of the country. So make sure you're going out there, getting your beer. If you want, yeah, that's right. Beautiful. The heart of the heart. Yes. If you want Twisted Tea, hey, we've seen a case of Twisted Tea in there now. If you want to go in
there. They got Twisted Tea.
make sure you guys are going out and supporting those small businesses. Barley Hopsters out there in Delaware, Ohio. Thank you all for listening. And as always, Brian, what we like to do at the end of our show, we go.